啊，我突然想起我们是神训班，我们不是学生灵恩会。
I suddenly realize we are not student spirit convocation, we are theological seminar.
啊，所以我昨天好像跟学生灵恩会的小朋友在讲课一样，所以讲故事。
The way I spoke yesterday is as if I was talking story to children.
我们今天从头来。
We are restart again.
从第一章开始哈。
Starting from chapter one.
我们昨天给大家一个作业。
We have a assignment yesterday.
请我们大家写耶稣亚的生平事迹。
We talk about the life of Joshua.
因为我们在谈耶稣亚，所以你要把耶稣亚的事迹整理出来。
So we need to write down all the deeds of Joshua.
啊，当然在耶稣亚记里面有很多。
Of course, there's a lot of information in the book of Joshua.
但是在耶稣亚记之前呢，摩西五经里面就有很多耶稣亚的事迹。
Even in the five book of Moses, we can see many recording about Joshua.
啊，所以希望我们大家利用主修时间去整理哈。
So we can use our self-study time to write this homework.
啊，你如果有兴趣的话，顺便把摩西的资料也整理一下。
If you have interest, you can actually study Moses' life too.
啊，因为第一章开始就讲到摩西的工作结束，啊，然后耶稣也来接续他的工作。
Because we see in chapter one about the conclusion of Moses' work and the starting of Joshua's work.
啊，所以这就是一个工作上的一个传承，啊，上一代的工作人员怎么把工作传给下一代？
So we can see the succession of God's work from one generation to next generation.
啊，所以你要先可以先整理一下摩西的一些主要重点的事迹。
So we can first study the major work or deeds of Moses.
啊，我跟大家提示一些哈。
I can mention a few here.
我们看《生命记》十八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十八章十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 15.
说主你的神要从你们弟兄当中啊，给你兴起一位先知像我，你们要听从他。啊，这是摩西啊，是一个非常重要的人物。
Moses was an important worker.
啊，神说要在以色列当中啊，来兴起另外一位先知像他。
God said he will raise another prophet like Moses.
啊，当然我们知道这个就是主的耶稣基督。
This prophet mentioned here actually talk about Jesus Christ.
啊，说施洗约翰啊，在传道里的时候
，When John the Baptist was preaching,
有的人就问他说：“你是不是那个先知？”
People ask him, "Are you the prophet?"
哦。按他们所讲的那个先知啊，就是摩西所讲的，要兴起一个先知。
And they were talking about the prophet mentioned in this verse.
啊，约翰说不是我。
John replied, "I'm not that prophet."
他们说啊，那既不是你，你怎么在洗礼
？And then they ask, "If you are not a prophet, how come you are baptizing?"
他说，在我以后有一位啊，要兴起来，他能力都比我大。
John replied, "There will be one coming after me. He has greater power than me."
所以摩西是神诶，主耶稣很重要的一个预表。
Moses is actually a prefigure of Jesus.
啊，因为将来的一个大先知要像他一样。
Because a great prophet in the future will be like Moses.
把摩西的资料整理一下哈。
So that's why we want to study the life of Moses.
摩西啊，他工作完成以后，在尼波山上，就是《生命记》三十四章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 34, we can see Moses died on the mount of Nebo.
三十四章啊，这个讲到摩西在山上离世，神为他埋葬。
He died on Mount Nebo, and God buried him.
啊，在马太福音的十七章跟路加福音第九章啊，都谈到 主耶稣变形象的时候，摩西出现。
In the Gospel book talk about when Jesus transfigured his countenance on the mountain, Moses also appeared.
在希伯来书里面也谈到摩西。
In book of Hebrew also mention Moses.
因为希伯来书是告诉以色列人啊，主耶稣的救恩比旧约更美。
The theme of Hebrew is the book of Hebrew talk about Jesus, the salvation of Jesus is better than Old Testament.
因为当时有一些信主的人呢、经过了一段时间啊，遭遇到逼迫，有的信心软弱了。
Because at the time, believers after encountering persecution, their faith backslide.
所以他们就在苦难当中就想，我们这样的信仰对吗？
So in their suffering, they are rethinking whether their faith is correct.
所以有的人就又回到犹太教里面去。
Some of them even return to the original Jewish religion.
希伯来书的作者就告诉他们了、你们不要在神的恩典当中坠落下去。
So the author of a book of Hebrews said, don't fall in the grace of God.
说摩西传律法的时候啊，如果不信从的。就要受到当受的报应。
And he said, when Moses was preaching the law, those who do not believe will be punished.
如果忽略了主耶稣的救恩啊，将来更不能够陶醉。
If we overlook the grace of the Lord, how can we escape the judgment?
所以主耶稣的救恩啊，比旧约、比天使啦、比亚伦、比摩西啊，比他们都美。
The salvation of Jesus is much better than what Moses did and what Aaron did.
因为他成就了更美的约。
Because Jesus accomplished a better covenant.
成为更美的大祭司。
He is a better high priest.
献上更美的祭物。
He offered a better sacrifice.
完成了更美的救恩。
Accomplished better salvation.
要带领我们进到更美的家乡。
Jesus will lead us into the better the home country.
所以整个希伯来书啊，都是讲到更美的救恩。
So the entire book of Hebrew talk about better salvation.
对犹太人来讲啊，摩西、亚伦呐、这是他们的骄傲。
For Israelite, Moses, Aaron, are their pride.
但希伯来书的作者就是说，主耶稣比摩西更美，比他更伟大。
The author of Hebrew said.Jesus Christ is better and more beautiful than Moses.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter
3. 希伯来书第三章。
Hebrew chapter 3.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
希伯来书三章一节。
Hebrew chapter 3, verse 1 to 6.
说同蒙天造的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想，我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。第三节
verse,
第二节
verse 2,
他为那设立他的敬忠如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样第三节
3,
他比摩西算是更配得得荣耀好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣、这做了比较主耶稣跟摩西之间的关系
We can see the comparison between Moses and Jesus
摩西在神的全家敬忠
Moses was faithful in all God's house.
但是主耶稣也是在这个神的家境中。
Jesus was faithful in God's household.
但是摩西跟主耶稣不一样的地方啊。
The difference between Moses and Jesus is this.
说好像一个是房屋，一个是建造房屋的人。
It's just like Moses is like a house, but Jesus is the builder of house.
摩西是人，但是耶稣基督是造物主。
Moses was a man, but Jesus is the creator.
所以第五节讲摩西做仆人。
Verse 5 says Moses was a servant.
第六节讲耶稣基督是神的儿子，住在神的家。
And verse 6 says Jesus Christ is Son of God, and He managed the household of God.
希伯来书的十一章又讲到摩西的信心。
Chapter 11 of Hebrew mentioned about the faith of Moses.
所以我们如果有兴趣的话，就把摩西的资料也顺便整理一下哈。
So if we have time, we can actually study the life and deeds of Moses.
那我们再来谈这个耶稣亚。
Now let's talk about Joshua.
耶稣亚是 继承摩西工作的一个好帮手。
Joshua was a great helper who can be qualified as a successor of Moses.
我们在整理约书亚记之前呢、啊，我们先把出埃及记啦、啊，就五经里面有关约书亚的事迹先找出来。
So before studying the book of Joshua, we need to go through the five book of Moses to find out all the recording regarding Joshua.
啊，我先给我们大家几个经节，啊，你再去找。
I give you several verses, and then you can study the detail.
啊，把耶稣亚的一些事迹，他的一些事迹，啊，他有什么优点，哦，就把它写出来。
We study this scripture, then we can see what are the strength and the merits of Joshua.
啊，先看出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
第八节。
Verse 8.
听我们记下来哈，记下来，啊你。去找啊，然后把它整理出来。
Please take note of these verses and then study it.
啊，出埃及记十七章
，Exodus chapter 17,
第八节
，verse 8。
那时亚玛利人来，在利未殿和以色列人征战。第九节
，verse 9。
摩西对耶稣亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去跟亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”这里讲到亚玛利人要来出战。
This passage talk about Amalekites want to attack Israelite.
所以摩西跟耶稣亚他们两个啊，负担不一样的工作，来跟亚玛利人打仗。
Both Moses and Joshua took different responsibility in this battle.
啊，耶稣亚是带兵啊，在前线打。
Joshua was like a leader of the army and fight in the battlefront.
摩西到山上举手祷告。
Moses went out mountain and prayed.
到十三节。
Verse 13.
说耶稣也用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。
Joshua killed the king of the Amalek.
后来神说啊，要把那个亚玛利人世世代代把他们给灭掉。
And God told Moses, "You want to kill all the generation of Amalek."
这是提到耶稣亚的一个事迹。
This is the first description of Joshua.
我们再看二十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter
24. 看十二节。
Verse 12.
出埃及记二十四章十二节。
Exodus chapter 24 verse 12。
神对摩西说：“你上山到我这里来，住在我这里。我要将十版并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教导百姓。”十三节。
13。
摩西和他的帮手耶稣也起来，上了神的山。啊，然后第十六节说啊
，verse 16，
他们在山上停留了六天，然后第七天呢、啊，神在云中照摩西啊，神的荣耀在山顶上，因为神在那里跟摩西讲话哦。
And verse 16 and 17, Moses met God in the cloud.
摩西带着他的帮手耶稣也一起上山。
And verse 13 says, Moses brought Joshua as his aid.
总共这一次啊，在山上停留四十几天。
And this time, they stayed on mountain for 40 days.
那神教导摩西两件事情，一个就是把那个摩西神在这里是教摩西要造会幕了。
During this time, God instructed Moses how to build a tabernacle.
啊，前面一段是讲到那个诫命律法。
And then also God talked about his law and commandments.
啊，因为他们已经在山上跟神立约了哈，神跟以色列百姓立约了。
At this time, God already made a covenant with his people.
阿利耶完以后，神就叫摩西上山去，要准备接受石板，要把会幕建起来。
After the covenant was confirmed, God summoned Moses and to the mountain and gave him the stone tablet, which has all the law with law and commands.
那这个摩西在山上的时间相当久。
Moses spent a long time on mountain.
所以到了32章。
Until chapter 32.
亚伦就造金牛。
Aaron built a golden ox.
那所以摩西就神叫摩西说：“你赶快下去了，以色列人败坏了。”
So, God told Moses, "Go down to the mountain because your people has become corrupt."
我们看32章17节
Verse 17 and 18 of chapter 32. 32:17.
耶稣也听见百姓呼喊的声音，就对摩西说：“啊，在营里有征战的声音。”18节 摩西说啊，这不是打仗的声音啊，也不是人打仗打败仗的声音啊，我所听见的乃是人唱歌的声音啊，因为他们都在山上，耶稣也在那里等。
Because both were on mountain and Joshua was waiting for Moses.
40天啊，他没有看到摩西，但是他一直等在那里。
For 40 days, Joshua did not see Moses, but he was waiting there.
啊，但是亚伦啊，其他人以色列百姓啊，他们就没有办法等下去了。
However, Aaron and the Israelite people lost patience.
所以他们就造金牛。
They start building this golden calf.
所以这都看到那个耶稣亚的忠心、耐心等候神哦，很多优点。
So we can see how faithful and the patience that Joshua had.
啊，这也是一个神要用的一个工人的一个特色。
This was one of the characteristic of a worker God want to use.
看一看33章
Chapter 33,
7节到11节
Verse 7 to 11.
出埃及记33章第7节
Exodus chapter 33 verse 7.
那里讲到摩西啊，有一个帐幕在这个以色列营的外面。
At the time,Moses has built a tent of meeting outside the camp of Israelites.
所以他有什么事情要求问神啊，就到会幕去。
Anytime Moses want to inquire God, he went to this tent of meeting.
他说，如果摩西进会幕，进这个小会幕的时候啊，百姓就站在自己的帐篷口在那看。
So when Moses was in this tent.And all the people of Israel stood before their tent.
因为那个云柱会降下来啊，所以摩西就在那里啊跟神交通。
Because while Moses was in the tent of meeting, the pillar of cloud would come down.
啊，所以百姓就在自己帐篷门口啊，就在那里拜神。
And then all the people worship God at entrance of their own time.
他说神跟摩西讲话，好像人跟朋友在讲话一样。
The Lord would speak to Moses face to face like a man speak with his friend.
我们看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
33章11节。
Chapter 33, verse 11.
说神与摩西啊面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子耶稣亚，他不离开会幕。
So when Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent.
因为耶稣亚在那边帮助摩西啊。
Joshua was helping Moses there.
做他的帮手。
He was his aide.
那所以他常常看到摩西可以跟神很亲密在交通讲话。
So Joshua observed the close relationship between God and Moses.
他在那个会幕里面求问神。
And he saw how Moses inquired God in the tent.
啊，这个耶稣亚说他没有离开他的岗位啊，他常常啊都在那个会幕那里。
In all this time, Joshua did not leave the tent.
啊，我们看到说啊，他就跟神呐、啊，也是常常有密切的一种交通学习、啊。
In this way, he had a great learning opportunity to see how to have a close fellowship with God.
啊，民数记27章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 27.
民数记27章。
Numbers chapter 27.
15节。
Verse 15.
27章15节。
Numbers chapter 27 verse 15.
摩西对神说，十六节
，16，
愿主万灵之人、万人之灵的神，立一个人来治理会众。十七节
，17，
可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得主的会众啊，如同没有牧人的羊群一般。十八节
，18，
神就对摩西说啊，嫩的儿子耶稣亚是心中有圣有灵的，你将他领来按手在他的头上。十九节
19，
使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众的面前嘱咐他。二十节
20，
又将你的尊荣给他几份，使以色列全会众都听从他。二十一节
21，
他要站在祭司以利亚撒面前，以利亚撒要凭着乌灵的判断在神的面前为他求问，他和以色列全会众都要遵照以利撒的命令来出日。二十二节
22，
那于是摩西照着神所吩咐的将耶稣亚领来，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众的面前，按手在他的头上嘱咐他，是照神借着摩西所说的话。
And 23，
我们看到这里有一个非常好的一个圣功的一个交接哈。
We can see how they pass the holy work from one generation to next generation。
哦，我看到这个相当好。
This is a beautiful example。
上一代的工作完成了，怎么把这个工作交代给下一代？
And when the worker of the first generation conclude his work, they pass the baton to the next generation.
我们在教会里面圣工常常都会传承嘛，就是负责人两年就要选一次嘛。
In our church, this succession of holy work occur every 2 years.
那这个工作怎么一代一代把它接下去啊？都把它接得很好啊，让以后的工作越来越好。
How can we ensure a smooth transition or a succession of the holy work?
所以我们要学学圣经。
We need to learn study the Bible, find a good example here.
有时候我有的负责人选出来以后，
sometimes we elect certain council member.
我们都有办法，我们不必听别人的了，我们自己来了。
And these council members we have our own method, we don't need to listen other people.
所以有时候说你们旧的就不要了。
And then say, we don't need to listen the words advice from
我们新的自己来。
The previous council member, we'll do our own way.
其实这个不对的。
This is wrong.
前面的一段做了一段时间的工作。
When the previous council has done their work,
他已经完成了一个阶段性的任务。
And they have finished their work and conclude at certain stage.
新的接任以后你要去了解他们做些什么事情。做到什么样的阶段？
So when the new council member start their work, they need to study what the previous group did.
怎么在原来的基础上再往上提升？
How can they further the holy work on the foundation of the previous council?
我发现我们教会一个很大的缺点。
One of the defects I notice occur in many churches.
就是人变动很大，但是往往就是当一个新人来了，就把原来的基础全部把它打掉。
Because the frequent change of the council member, many times the work was not passed very well.
所以每一次这些工作就是开始建地基。
And so the new team disregard the foundation laid by the.
所以无形当中，这个教会没有办法发展。
So they always sort of building the foundation did not develop well.
我第一次刚刚神学院毕业派到一个教会。
When I was graduate from the theological seminar, I was signed to become the pastor of a church.
负责人跟我讲说以前的传道者他做什么什么事了。
So the board member told me the previous pastor did this and that.
你现在来你看到怎么做了。
Now you are the new pastor, what's your plan?
我说我们要在原来的基础上。
I replied,we must build on the foundation
of the previous
pastor. 我们
不会说一下子就把它改掉的。
I will not make a sudden change.
我说我在工作当中慢慢看，慢慢了解。
Let me first observe and try to understand.
啊，如果有需要改进的话，我跟主会讲，啊，我们大家讨论，然后再来求进步。
If there's any need for improvement or change, I will discuss with a board member.
所以我好像在盖房子一样。
So it's just like building a house.
啊，地基一层两层这样慢慢盖。
You lay the foundation and build from ground up.
他说再来的人呢，就往上盖。
So the new team should build on the foundation of the previous team.
所以不要说啊，不要去否认人家已经做好的一些事情。
Let's not negate or disregard the work of previous team.
不要老是把别人所做的留下来，通通把它拆掉，从头开始。
Let's not some people just tear down whatever the previous team did and then want to start build a new one.
我最近回到台湾总会去。
Recently, I went back to the Taiwan GA.
因为我在那边曾经工作四年。
I once served there for 4 years.
啊，负责宗教教育方面的工作。
My responsibility was in RE area.
那个时候，台湾总会叫我们说，每个单位都要写计划。
At the time, GA asked each department must lay out their plan.
我看大概是只有教育处啊，的计划比较完整一点。
So the educational department has a most thorough plan.
我们提出了12个圣公的改进计划。
We actually propose 12 recommendations how to improve the sacred
work. 所以把那个宗教教育教材全部翻新。
Our proposal was to try to produce a new RE teaching textbook.
学生联会的制度改善。
We also improved the way they run the SSC.
推动亲子教育。
We also want to promote the relationship between parents and children.
帮助改善那个山地的宗教教育，因为他们很多青年都到外面去。
We also want to improve the RE department of many Aboriginal local churches.
所以我们就分段的去训练山地的一些妈妈教员。
So our plan was to teach the RE teachers, especially mother teachers, in the Aboriginal churches.
那感谢主啊！我发觉说啊，他们在那个基础上以后啊，在做的有些东西啊，大原则都在，就是继续做。
So when I return this time, I thank God that I found out the RE department there still working on based on the foundation we laid many years ago.
那时候我们在做圣工啊，应该是这样。
And this should be the attitude when we serve God.
所以摩西啊，把百姓已经带到约旦河边了。
So Moses, at the time already brought the people of Israel to the bank of the river Jordan.
然后就是耶稣啊，继续把他们带进迦南啊，然后把这个土地夺下来。
And then Joshua succeeded Moses' work, took the Israel people into the land of Canaan.
那当然，这个耶稣啊，本来是摩西的帮手。
Joshua was the aide of Moses.
但是摩西他不敢自己做主。
But Moses did not want to just make the decision by himself.
所以他祷告神啊，神就说把耶稣亚带来。
So he prayed to God, and God gave him instruction to say, you should pass to your work to Joshua.
那这里讲到耶稣亚，因为有神的灵。
God said, Joshua is a man in whom is the Spirit.
有神的同在。
He has the abundance of God.
他还有帮手，就是大祭司啊，以利亚撒来帮助他。
God also said, use a high priest Eliezer to help him.
所以大祭司啊，就是判断用乌灵土明啊，在判断求神的旨意嘛。
The duty of the high priest is to inquire God, use this Urim before the Lord.
所以耶稣啊，就按照那个神所主事的旨意这样来行事。
So Joshua act according to the will of God.
那我们再看34章哈。
Let's refer.
生命记三十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
生命记三十四章第九节。
34:9.
三十四章第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34:9.
说嫩的儿子耶稣啊，因为摩西曾经按手在他的头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他。照着神吩咐摩西的行了，耶稣亚继承摩西的工作。
After Joshua succeeded the work of Moses，
说百姓会听从耶稣亚，不是因为他是一个 title， 而是因为有神的灵跟他同在，
The reason the Israelites listened to Joshua, not because he had a certain title, but because Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom.
所以在以赛亚记里面讲到说啊，神跟他同在，所以他就行神迹啊，所以耶稣啊本身就在百姓当中啊大有尊荣啊，所以大家都跟着他了。
In the book of Joshua, we can see that God's power was filled in Joshua. He performed miracle, and so people would listen to him.
哦，所以我们做圣工啊，不是那个头衔。
So when we serve God, it's not a matter of having certain title.
我们讲那个属灵的权柄。
The important thing is we have the spiritual authority.
就是因为有神的灵啊，充满属灵的智慧、能力、恩赐、品德。
That is a person that filled with the Spirit of God and has the wisdom, the character, and power of God.
所以主耶稣说啊，因为啊牧人走在前面，羊就跟着了。
Just like Jesus said, the shepherd is walking ahead, and the sheep will follow.
所以这是在那个耶稣亚基之前哦，耶稣亚的事迹，希望我们整理一下。
So these are the recording about Joshua in the five book of Moses.
啊，耶稣亚基以后啊，我们就注解哈，慢慢看，就把它整理出来哈。
Now you need also study the book of Joshua to find out everything about Joshua.
啊，我们上过的课，我想说有一些资料，希望我们去整理的。
So you can actually study and review everything we have taught.
啊，我们在神学院上课哈，他们上完一卷呢，他们就要准备整理出一卷的资料来。
Back then, when I was in the theological seminar, every time we finish studying one book, we need to write down the summary and also the finding about this book.
啊，天人神训班也是要求他们呢，尽量去做了。
We also have the similar requirement in NYTS.
啊，如果我们有参考资料，或者是我们有电脑，你可以去查一些资料。
So if you have other reference book or you have access to internet, you can find more materials.
哦，我想请我们查一下那个以色列的疆界。
疆界。
疆界，看看我们能不能找到那个地图。
Let's find out perhaps from computer what are the territory of Israelite.
哦，我们昨天讲到说神应许给以色列人的疆界很大。
Yesterday we mentioned that the territory of what God promised the Israelite was actually very large.
从旷野一直到那个伯拉大河，到大海边。
Actually, it start from the wilderness and then until it reached the river of Euphrates.
我们有谁可以去找到那个地图哈？从埃及这边一直到伯拉大河这整块地，看看有多大。
Is anyone among you can actually find this material? It start from near Egypt till river Euphrates until.
啊，第二个图啊，就是以色列人他们进到迦南以后分别的土地有多大
？And then the second map we can try to find is after they enter the land of Canaan, how they divided among 12 tribes.
啊，再来第三个，就是大卫王国的时候的那个土地有多大？
The second map is after they enter the land of Canaan, and what is the exact the territory they had, and then finally when it reached the kingdom of David, what's the territory of that kingdom?
圣经里面是没有讲到说大卫做王的时候他土地有多大了。
The Bible actually did not describe specifically the territory of David.
那大卫的儿子啊，所罗门的时候。
When Solomon, the son of David, become king,
就有讲到这个土地有多大。
And then the Bible did describe what are the territory of that kingdom.
啊，当然，所罗门王啊，这块地啊，不是他打的，这是大卫的时候就建立下来的基础。
Of course, Solomon didn't fight for this land. It was his father David did.
我们看列王记上第四章。
Let's turn to First King chapter 4.
列王记上第四章
First King chapter 4
二十节
Verse 20
四章二十节
First King chapter 4 verse 20
犹大人和以色列人如同海边的沙那样多多吃喝快乐二十一节
21
所罗门统管诸国，从大河到腓力士地，直到埃及的边界。所罗门在世的日子，这些国都进贡服侍他。跳过来24节。
24节。
所罗门管理大河西边的诸王，以及从提佛萨直到加萨的全地，世境尽都平安。哦，我们看看所罗门管理的有多大的土地。
We can see how big was the territory that Solomon ruled.
那是不是跟神所应许的地啊，是不是一样？
And then we can double check whether this is in agreement with the promise of God.
一般在讲以色列国的境界哈，常常有一句话叫从但到别是巴。
Many times when we talk about the borderline of Israel is from north from Dan and to south of Beersheba.
但到别是巴哈，别是巴就是最南的境界。
Beersheba is the southernmost part.
啊，最北就是但。
The northernmost part is Dan.
啊，这一块地叫做迦南地。
And it's called the land of Canaan.
啊，就是以色列十二个支派他们居住的地方。
And this was the land where the 12 tribes of Israel dwelt.
所罗门王啊，除了管理这个迦南地这一块以外啊，还管到伯拉达河了。
But we can see that what Solomon ruled is in addition to the land of Canaan, it also include many kingdoms and from the rivers and to the land of Philistines.
所以北方的诸国啊，一直到伯拉大河啊，这些王都是在他的统治之下。
So many northern kingdoms till the river Euphrates were under the ruling of Solomon.
好。啊，这是两个哈不一样的境界哈。
These are the two different territories.
那我们可以看一下那个，所以我们希望我们找这几个地图哈，看看能不能找到哈。
Let's see if anyone of you can actually find a map about these different territories.
如果有兴趣的话，可以看看现在的以色列的地图有多大，比较做一个比较。
And we can even try to compare with the modern country of Israel to see what is its borderline.
谁有电脑可以帮忙找？
Anyone of you have a computer can do this kind of research.
如果找到的话，我们就请大家把它秀在这里，让我们大家看。
If you find it, then we can project on the screen.
好。啊，迦南地啊，迦南地的预表。
What does the land of Canaan prefigures?
迦南地能不能预表天国？
Can the land of Canaan prefigure kingdom of heaven?
可以吗？
Can we do that?
有的说可以，有的摇头。
Some say yes, some say no.
啊，可以，为什么可以？啊，不可以，为什么不可以？
If you say yes, what's the reason? If you say no, what's the reason?
啊，给我们一些功课哈，我们下午可以去做。
This is yet another assignment.
我们讲说那个律法不可以离开你的口，
Bible,
所以你就去找律法。
The Bible says, the law shall not depart from your mouth. You can study the law.
在那个出埃及记的19章谈诫命嘛，哈。
In Exodus chapter 19, talk about the commandments.
20章到23章啊，就是律法、律例、典章。
And then from chapter 20 to 23, talk about the laws.
24章啊，就讲到立约，要把律法书宣读一次。
And chapter 24 Exodus talk about the covenant, the institution of the covenant.
后来造约柜啊，那个诫命要放在那个约柜里面。
Later the ark of covenant was built and the commandment was stored there.
啊，律法书要放哪里？律法书，其他律法书要放哪里？
And the question is, where do you store the book of laws?
放哪里？
Where do you store the book of laws?
你们找找看那个，生命记的18章跟31章。
You can find answer in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and
31. 然后后来他们进迦南地以后，也要抄在地上，抄在哪里？
And after they enter the land of Canaan, they need to copy these law. And where was it stored?
因为这个我们在下去都会讲到哈。
We will actually mention this.
所以有一些功课希望我们先做。
We can actually try to prepare this ahead.
能够做多少就做多少，虽然很多，因为有一些预备的东西啊，我们尽量看哈。
Try your best to do all these.
These 生命记二十七章，生命记二十七章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 27.
生命记二十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 27.
那如果再有兴趣的话，可以查查呢，耶稣雅记当中的神。
Another topic for study is the God in the book of Joshua.
神怎么跟耶稣雅讲话啦？神怎么带他们征战呢？这些在耶稣雅记里面的神。
How God spoke to Joshua and how God led the Israel people fight the battle.
所以有时候如果要深入去探讨的话，一章里面就有很多东西。
So if we want to do in-depth study, we can actually find out many topics in just one chapter.
如果我们在地方教会有在领会啦，帮忙带查经。
So if you serve in local church as Bible study leader or delivering sermon.
我想说这个不，圣经不如这样看过去哈。我们要有方法，然后自己去查。
We should not just read Bible rapidly or superficially. We need to do in-depth study.
你会得到很多东西的。
And then you will find many many good teachings.
比如说耶稣雅的事迹你一个一个查出来然后看出耶稣雅有什么特色，值得我们学习。
For example, first you study the deeds of Joshua.And then you will find out what are the good characteristics that we can imitate.
所以如果我们在帮忙教会圣工，我们只是听了道理以后或者是我们自己没有去查考，只是说看一些现成的资料，就好像一皮带水一样。
一提什么？
一皮带水。那个下甲的一皮带水了。
Okay. Don't make an effort to study the Bible by ourselves. Just try to read some material from some commentary, and it's just like what happened to Hagar when she went out and just with a bag of water.
如果我们呢晓得从圣经里面去找资料哈，就好像一个活水泉。永远用不完的活水泉。
But if we know how to study, to have in-depth Bible study ourselves, and to study methodically, and then it's just like we have found a living water, a well of living water.
那我们就谈到这里，我们下午再继续。
We will continue our study this afternoon.